Blog Talk Radio.
Over even myself and my husband, my household has just
rejuvenated some things. It has started to show us a little mirror of what things are supposed to be, and it kind of lets you know where things need to be upgraded. Amen?
Amen. That's a reflection. That's what it does. The word reflects on at us and just lets us know exactly what God is trying to work in and through us. That's an awesome blessing, Prophetess.
Amen. Amen. And so, so today, I would like to start with, I think, the one of the original blueprints, and there's so many scriptures that we will never get through all of them in one broadcast, but we're going to start with Ephesians 5, because Ephesians 5 is definitely our go-to verse for marriage and Christianity, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so say again.
Ephesians 5.
Yes, Ephesians 5. And we're going to start in verse 22. Mother, do you want to read it?
Uh-huh. Verse 22 down to what verse, Prophetess?
We're going to go all the way to the end of the scripture, so 33.
Okay. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let your wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Mother. Well, you know, there's so much in that scripture, but one thing, one translation at the very end when it says for the wife to reverence her husband, another translation says to respect. And one of our sources for this broadcast is the Love and Respect as we start talking about the love languages and things like that, that, you know, love equals respect and respect equals love. Amen.
Yes.
And it really is a, you know, an awesome thing. I remember early in my husband and I's ministry, we were at a marriage conference, and it was the Love and Respect Marriage Conference. And I remember the man of God talking about how women hear through pink earbuds and men hear through blue earbuds, and you could say the same exact words and they mean two different things, you know? And
yes.
So as we get ready to dive into this, you know, we realize that a lot of times when we read this scripture for women, you get to the word submit and they close the Bible in their ears.
You better say so. Yes, they
do. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to hear that. Let's go to the next scripture, right? But I really started to laugh and chuckle when God showed that to me, because we don't take into account that right after that, in verse 25, he tells the husbands to love the wives as he loved the church, and he died for the church.
Yes.
So he tells the wives to submit, to respect, and to follow. And he tells the man, and in all of that, you're going to just die. Just die. You know, love my daughters like I love the church, and so therefore die, right?
Yes.
And so a lot of times, Mother, I don't know about you, but when I counsel younger women that are looking to be married or trying to, or wives that are in their first probably 3 years of marriage, that word submit is a hard thing. It's a tough subject to tackle.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because the world, you know, actually the world teaches contrary to that. You know,
yes.
The world lets us think that, you know, okay, yeah, you're married, but, you know, you really don't have to do all that for your husband. You know, oh no, it really don't take all that. Well, actually, it does.
It does. And, you know, I as I was studying and I was praying and the Lord was just really dealing with me on the subject, if you think about it, when we are in the workplace, everybody plays their part, right? There's a manager, there's middle management, there's you know, people who do the accounting, there's people who do the bookkeeping, there's people who set appointments, there's a receptionist at the desk that knows everybody's name and keeps that beautiful smile on her face and make everybody feel welcome. Everybody plays their part. So in the role of the family, it's not far-fetched to know that everybody has a part in that. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right, Prophetess. That's right.
And so when, as a wife, I may not even know, and this is what came up in my spirit today, as I was reading the scripture and I was praying and meditating over it, I know that a lot of people today are getting married and they have no conception of what a wife is or what a husband is.
Mm-hmm.
They just
mm-hmm.
know they're going to sign these papers and that makes me a husband and that makes me a wife. But really a husband and wife, I really believe, are something that's really birthed out of the spirit. It's something that takes the spirit of God to kind of raise you into.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And so I think it's Hebrews 13 that says, let marriage be honored in all things. So When we are dealing with marriage and we're dealing with the things of marriage, we have to know that the Lord's blueprint, the plan that he has for marriage, he's already thought everything out that we're trying to figure out. We
mm-hmm.
just have to follow the blueprint that he's laid out for us.
Yes. And it makes it so much easier when we do on our marriage when we do that, when we take the word as God has given unto us and apply it to our marriage. It works. The word works.
It works. It works. So for my wives that are out there, or prospective wives, because I don't want anyone to feel like this broadcast, this podcast is just for married couples, because one day you will be a wife and one day you will be a husband, and it's good to hear what the warfare that is suffered within marriage and what it takes for a good marriage, amen. But if you're out there and you're a new wife and you're believing God to be a wife, know that the word submit is not a word to run from. It is a word to embrace. Because as you submit to your husband and your husband submits to God, it allows the family to run like a well-oiled machine. Amen?
Exactly. And it's not as if, and see, some people's perspective is like, okay, well, I'm giving up something. I got to give up to, No, you're not giving up anything. If you do as the word requires, you're gaining so much. You're gaining so
yes.
much. You're gaining strength of how to give unto your husband. And listen, I'm telling you, if you give unto your husband, I'm telling you, what he gives back to you is worth its weight in gold. It's
Amen.
Worth its weight in gold.
Amen. And even when the Lord addressed that, because let me tell you, he had a plan when he asked his daughters to be submissive. Amen. He knew that we were the vessels of, we should be the vessels of love and compassion and lovers of the home and our family. Titus 2 actually tells us that we should be lovers of our children and our husbands. Amen. So the Lord knew that he put that capacity in us to be able to do that. But what is really awesome is that the word goes further to tell the husbands, I mean, to tell the wives that just by our mannerism and the washing of the water of the word, it presents the church in in splendor. So we're not only just submitting to our husbands, but we are literally representing the picture of the church to the world.
That's right. Like you said, the mannerism, the way we speak, you know, even the way we, the way we might tilt our head and just look at them and just, you know, give them that little wink, you know, just give them that little smile, or he's sitting next to us and give them that little nudge, you know, you're so out of mannerism. It means a lot.
Amen, amen. And you know, I think it's really awesome that in verse 28, it says, in the same way husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. Come on now. I don't know any man who's going to abuse his own body. Okay? I don't know any man who is going to try to dominate and control and misuse and abuse his own body. My God. And then it goes on to say, he who loves his wife loves himself. So that tells me that a lot of times when you see abusive situations also happening within the marriage, there is a lack of love for oneself. There is something going on internally in oneself, right? So the Lord even addressed that. I mean, how amazing is our God that he addressed even that our mannerisms, our lack of self-control, and we're going to get into all of that. And addressed for those that are arguing that the Bible is obsolete, for those who are saying that the Bible doesn't have any relevance for today.
My goodness. But prophet, if you
there
think
is a
about
blueprint
it,
in the Word,
about,
come on now,
right.
woman of God, that has already addressed everything
God.
You have to say.
That's right. Prophets, when you're talking in reference to the Word of God, don't they realize that the Word has already been tried and proven?
Yes.
It's already been tried. It's already been proven. It works.
And it's such a blessing to know that it works. It's a blessing that my sons have their mother and their father working the work of the Lord together because the blueprint of the Lord worked.
Yeah.
Not because man can say he did or didn't do, but because God did it.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wives, submit to your own husbands. Now let's talk about that, because I see a lot of times where men want the submission without putting the ring on it, and I need to let my young ladies know that you are not a wife until you are made a wife. That came up in my spirit today too, because we know in the body of Christ, even in the body of Christ and outside the body of Christ, we have a lot of relationships that are outside of wedlock, and we're trying to implement things that are made for the marriage, the union of marriage, into things that are not within the union of marriage.
Okay,
so,
now.
So for the young ladies who are waiting, you make sure that you do not subject yourself to anything less than what God has for you. There is a husband for you. There is a husband for you. You don't have to be the young lady on the side, the secret in the phone book. You don't have to be any of that.
That's right, prophetess.
God
has
somebody for you. Come on, mother.
That's right, prophetess. That's right. So true. Because listen to this. We do know what marriage is, right? It is a covenant. It is a contract.
Yes.
Am I right? It's a contract, right?
Yes.
So what if you go and you want to buy a car, right? What does that make you do?
Come on, mother. They make you sign that contract. Come on.
You ain't going to take that car off the lot without the contract. So why women today think it's okay that having that ring and that covenant is not necessary? The world says when you go to the dealership, when you want to buy a home, what do you have to do?
Amen. Amen. Okay, mother, I think we lost you. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, prophetess?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. And that's so true, that if you can't buy a car or can't buy a home, you can't even get a cell phone nowadays without a contract. You know, but yet I need my young, beautiful women out there to know that you are worth that contract. And it's not just a piece of paper. It is a declaration. Amen. It is not just a piece of paper. It is absolutely a covenant in the things of God. So just know that you are worth that. You are worth that. And don't let anyone brainwash you into believing you're worth less than that.
That's right.
And I told you, Mother, this show wasn't just for the married couple. The Lord actually has a heart for those that are waiting for marriage. Amen?
Yes, because they do have to be prepared. They have to be prepared.
You know, debunking, that's what the word would call it, debunking the things that the enemy has tried to bring in to the body of believers that is just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Rashad Howard, a.k.a. King Shad, for our intro music today. He was such an awesome, he's a great friend and such an awesome artist. So if you get a chance to look him up on iTunes or on Amazon, he's also on Facebook under King Shad. Please support the man of God. He is doing great things in the kingdom, and I want to make sure I give him the shout out for providing our intro and outro music for today. God bless you, man of God. Okay, so Mother, now, there are several other scriptures that speak about the wives being in submission. And, of course, we know Genesis 2 and 24 is the beginning of all things when it says a man will leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Amen. Proverbs 18 and 22 tells us that a wife is like a rare jewel, a ruby. It equivalates the wife to something so expensive that man can't even buy what God gives you in a good wife. My God. And we do know the word tells us that when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing.
That's good.
And then it says he obtains the favor of God.
Favor.
And so
yes.
We know that there is favor in the union of marriage. Amen. There is favor that you won't find outside of the union of marriage. And so marriage, the word of God, is all prevalent for today. And I know there's going to be someone out there that's like, well, what about this and what about that? Well, you know, what about it? You know, what about it? You know, the word of God is final. It's
yes.
final.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
My
it
God.
Is
and the Lord took me to, as we're getting ready, we're 4 minutes out. The Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and I'm trying to find it in my word. I had it marked and I lost it. Chapter 7, verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Just verse 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Just verse 11. We'll just read verse 11.
But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried and be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife.
Amen. And we'll, yes, that's good. And we'll touch more on that when we have a little more time. But I wanted to hit on that because there is something called reconciliation. You know, when they have you file for divorce, it says unreconcilable differences. But, man, God has a way of reconciling all things. He really does. And I'm not saying, just very quickly, I'm not saying stay in an abusive situation. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is this, that there are times in marriage when things get hard. Amen, Mother?
Yeah.
We're gonna just have a real session. Like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to you very real. There are times in marriage when things get hard. There's times in marriage when finances are short and I may not be feeling the best about myself. He may not be feeling the best of ourselves. There is times when the enemy comes in to try to discourage, and then you also have the spiritual aspect. Many fires, not just one fire. Correct, Mother?
Yes, right. That's right. That's right.
And so when you know you are in the fire, that is the time to gird up your loins, to believe
yes.
God like you've never believed him before. And man's court system may give you an easy way out, but it may not have been God's way out for you.
Amen.
Is there times when divorce is necessary? Absolutely. But what I'm telling you, as we get ready to go through this Marriage on Fire series, if you have been looking at divorce or towards divorce, I want you to give God 90 days in your marriage. I want you to give God 90 days. I want you to promise the Lord and make covenant with the Lord that you will pray for your marriage, that you will pray for your wife, that you will pray for your husband, that you will stand believing for your marriage for real, 90 days, every day.
Yeah.
And I guarantee God turns your heart, he turns the heart of your spouse, and he turns that situation around.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us today for Marriage on Fire. Thank you, Mother, for being here. Please say hello and God bless to the people before we get ready to get off of here.
God bless you all, and we love you all with the love of the Lord.
Amen. And we will see you next week on Marriage on Fire. Please send us in some testimonials, some feedback, because we would absolutely like to hear from you. You can reach us at propheticwomenministries@gmail.com or at propheticwomenministries.com. We love you and God bless.
Go, 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 go.
Talk to him, O'Reilly.
When I had a problem, he don't want to talk.
Again.
When I had a problem, he don't want to talk.
Twitter,
I'm a track star, them hurdles. Intelligent like a Merkle. My guy clean, no Walgreens. With that pride, they gonna turn you. Your lights off, your rent due. Your cell phone out of service. Your kids bad, your car crash. Your relationship is uncertain. God got that, trust me. Already know I got a victory. Already know if there's an emergency. Call G-O-D, he ain't sick of me. Me and him talk that frequently. I just let him do what he know to do. He know to make no mountains move.
Watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him work. Work it out. 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 Watch him work. 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 Watch him work.
Way I'm walking is different. Way I'm talking is different. Footsteps to the law. So I'm walking up in it. Hat over my eyes, but never blocking my vision. If I got a problem, God solved them. I don't even have to mention. You just step in, show out. Situation get thrown out. Said the wrong word, it'll go down. Life crash, no AAA. My soul getting towed out. Point of me, devil, I'll blow out. Forfeit, never throw time. Word of God, cuckoo, bow. Attack me, backstab me. Can and I've arranged you low down. Dirty, shame. But it's cool though. My God will talk, he do though. Put you far out like Pluto. He complex, no loopholes. You too close, you better move on.
Watch him work. Watch 'em work. Watch 'em work it out. 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 Watch 'em work. 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 Watch 'em work.